Stories of J.G. Ballard. Tonight, the cloud sculptors of Coral D.
Of all the portraits we were to carve, the strangest were the portraits of Leonora Chanel. She arrived at Coral D one afternoon last summer to watch the cloud sculptors. Later, her portraits carved in a whirlwind were to weep their storm rain upon the corpses of their sculptors. But I should begin with the gliders, since they are where it all started. The gliders I built from lathes and joists I found among the sliding sand and abandoned buildings on the floor of the fossil sea near the coral towers. The towers rose like white pagodas beside the highway to Lagoon West, the home of Leonora Chanel. Yes, the story begins with these gliders, with Petit Manuel and with Nolan. They came into the studio, long ago abandoned by some artist. I was using it as a hangar.
Señor, allow me to introduce Mr. Nolan. I am Petit Manuel, acrobat, and as you can see, dwarf. Very ugly, not a pleasant sight. I hope you will excuse me. What has happened to your legs, señor?
I'll break nothing that time and this damn plaster cast won't heal. Hey, Mr. Nolan, please to... Charming. Does he ever come close enough to speak?
Oh, yes. You are a pilot?
Was, not anymore. How did you guess?
Each of your gliders has a cockpit.
Oh, he can speak. Yes, Mr. Nolan, gliders have cockpits.
But you cannot fly.
Very observant.
With silver iodide, we could carve the clouds.
Carve the clouds? What are you talking about?
Mr. Nolan is an artist.
Oh, artist? All right, then. Show me your colors. And he did. Yes, he did.
Señor, you see?
Yes, I saw.
Nolan sails. He sails among the clouds like a butterfly, yes? He is a genius.
He's a fool. You were more of a fool to follow him. You don't take risks at this game, Manuel. It's the first rule of flying.
You don't?
Absolutely not, you ugly little bastard.
Up there, I am no longer a hunchback. Up there, I am a bird. Soon I will outfly Nolan. We will form a team. Maybe we find a third flyer. The tourists will come to see us. We will become rich.
I doubt it.
We will be the cloud sculptors of Coral D. We will be your wings. You will be our head. Nolan will find us a third.
Major Parker, meet Charles Van Eyck. He's a headhunter. Maidenheads. This way, Van Eyck. I'll show you the machines, and then with the Major's permission, I'll...
Where did you find him, Manuel?
Leave it to Nolan.
What do you know about him?
Oh, he comes here to Vermilion Sands every summer to make the tourists happy. The lady tourists. We will have good times. Lots of money till the end of the summer. Many beautiful cloud sculptures over the top of Coral D.
All summer I watched them. We were a success. The crowds came. We met Leonora on an afternoon near the end of the season. There were very few tourists now, and often Manuel would go up alone, leaving Nolan to drink in his hotel, while Van Eyck disappeared for a few days with some widow or divorcee. But that afternoon, the four of us drove out to Coral D.
See? See, the clouds are waiting for us. Smile, senor. Smile.
I'll smile later, Manuel. There's a couple of cars parked. Go to it and make sure they don't get away. Get up there, Nolan.
I don't need to be told, Major.
The three gliders revolved like lazing birds above Coral D. Nolan was in the lead in his black-winged glider, climbing straight to the crown of Coral D, while Van Eyck soared to and fro below him. Behind them came little Manuel. He flew with his twisted knees, huge arms gesticulating in the cockpit. The steaming shards of flock-like cloud tissue fell towards our upturned faces. And through the condensing spray, I could see Van Eyck shaping an immense horse's head. Brilliant. Nolan had measured the man's abilities exactly. The piece of aerial marzipan sailed away on the wind, and Van Eyck followed it down. Brilliant. Manuel was working on the next cloud. As he sprayed its sides, a familiar human head appeared through the tumbling mist.
Where are you going, Van Eyck? Can't take a joke? Oh, come on. Come back here.
A cloud formed over Coral D, and within a few minutes, it had blossomed into a pristine, fair-weather cumulus. As it hung there, Nolan's black glider plunged out of the sun. He soared past the cloud, cutting away its tissue.
Now he carves. He carves. Cheek. He cuts out eye. Yes. And now I'm on. Yes.
Illuminated by the afternoon sun.
Yes.
The serene face of a 3-year-old child.
Yes. Lips like two young leaves. The mouth. Yes.
It's beautiful, yes.
Lord.
Nolan's not finished.
Nolan's not finished.
Oh, Dio.
Not finished.
Cursed by some malignant virus, Nolan seemed unable to accept his own handiwork. He soared above the child's face.
Oh, what is he doing?
No. Nolan.
Hanging above us was the white image of a skull.
Quick, senor, they are leaving. Take around your hat. Quick, silly, without saying.
Damn him. American bastard.
No, 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 no. Don't go. He is a genius. He's worth something, no? For Picasso, you pay. For Rembrandt. Nolan cost you nothing. Oh. Too late, senor.
Come on, let's go. What's that? Who is she?
Look at Van Eyck. He has met his apocalypse. Quick, Van Eyck! Into your glider again! Yes! Now you must carve the Mona Lisa!
Van Eyck was in his glider now, producing a postcard version of the Gioconda. I placed myself so I could look into the rolls. Inside was a secretary in a business suit, a chauffeur, and a white-haired woman gazing up at the cloud glider. Her expression changed, and I looked up as Nolan dived from the sun behind Van Eyck straight through the neck of the Mona Lisa.
They're firing at each other with a spray. Stop them. Go tell them they're grounded.
Tell them yourself, senor.
That's it. We're through. The season's over. Maybe next year, if you come to your senses. The clouds are closed on Coral D. Is that understood?
The lady's calling you, senor.
Which lady?
The young one. The secretary. Senor, take the hat. Don't forget the hat.
The young woman stared at my helmet.
Oh, I think the chauffeur's the only one with any money. Do you perform anywhere else?
Where are you thinking of, senorita?
Manuel. Lagoon West. Miss Chanel is holding a series of garden parties. She wondered if you'd care to perform. But if you're not interested. Of course, there'd be a large fee.
Senor!
Chanel? Leonora Chanel?
Miss Chanel is staying at Lagoon West for the summer. By the way, there's one condition. Miss Chanel will provide the sole subject matter for the sculptures. You do understand?
No,
I don't think...
Then you agree.
What about the clouds?
Miss Chanel will provide the clouds.
Well, then that's it. My hand on it. I'll be seeing you, Miss...
Lafferty. Beatrice Lafferty.
Ooh, yes, you will be seeing her again.
Come on. Let's get that glider into the hangar.
One moment. Over there, an angel. Is she real? Is she flesh and blood?
Leonora Chanel stepped from the limousine and walked into the desert. Her white-haired figure in its cobra-skin coat wandered among the dunes. Sand rays lifted around her, disturbed by the random movements of this sauntering phantasm of the burned afternoon. Ignoring their open stings around her legs, she was gazing up at the aerial bestiary dissolving in the sky and at the white skull a mile away over Lagoon West that had smeared itself across the horizon.
Who is she, senor?
Our future employer.
But who is she?
Haven't you ever seen her on the satellite station? One of those late night shows? She loves to talk about herself.
Yes, naturally. I'm the daughter of one of the world's leading financiers.
One of the richest?
Certainly, yes. I don't think that might make me the richest woman alive.
No!
It doesn't faze me at all. Why should it? My husband? He was an archaeologist.
Oh, the Count, yes.
He piloted his own plane to his digs. His mistress was a young Lebanese woman, one of the world's foremost interpreters of Bach.
Death all round. Too bad.
Suicide.
No,
he never gave me any indication.
Devastated.
I wandered endlessly around the globe.
Ceaseless wandering.
To my Alpine manor, Palm Springs, Mykonos, Seville.
Oh, Seville. She looks very lonely.
She looks selfish.
You see her eyes? They are like jewels.
They are jewels. The skin around her eyes, crusted with jewels.
What's she looking at?
Herself. She's always looking at herself, and people watch her. Look at Van Eyck. Keep an eye on him, will you, Manuel?
So we will be rich.
She's a mystery. I don't think she feels. At her husband's inquest, there was to be one significant exhibit.
Oh?
It was destroyed before the hearing. A mutilated portrait of Leonora. He was working on it when he died. Perhaps it would have told us more of her character.
More than she wants us to know, senor.
More than she wants us to know. Envy. That's what I felt. I was driving to Lagoon West as Nolan Van Eyck and Petit Manuel flew over my head. The fused silica on the surface of the dry lake bed formed an immense rainbow mirror that reflected the sand reefs, brighter even than their cloud gliders. I envied them the tremendous updrafts, more powerful than any we had known at Coral D. Oh, and those clouds. They hung like the twisted pillows of a sleepless giant. These were unstable masses of overheated air that could toss an aircraft 1,000 feet in a few seconds. As I entered the drive to the villa, behind a truck filled with lights, a dozen members of the staff were straightening lines of gilt chairs on the terrace and unrolling the panels of a marquee.
I said, careful! Easy does it. All right. Major.
Yes.
Major Parker. There are the clouds we promised you.
Clouds, Beatrice? Those are tigers, tigers with wings.
Your men do understand that there's to be only one subject.
Miss Chanel herself, of course.
When will your men get here?
They should be overhead just about now.
They're flying.
Oh, they're up there somewheres, lucky bastards.
You wish it were you?
Of course.
I'm glad it's not. I mean, well, it's dangerous, isn't it? Anything could happen. Oh, look, out on the lake in the sand yacht. Miss Chanel.
Uh-huh, Van Eyck and Petite Manuel are putting on a welcome. This should be interesting. Mm,
they glide. For me. Carving the cloud. For me. For me. An orchid for me.
Ah, oh, sweet.
Silly, 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 silly sweet silly, man. Sweet
man. And a heart from two lips.
See that, Beatrice? That's Van Eyck's trademark. Look at Manuel come in.
What the?
A parakeet.
Much more appropriate.
What does he mean by that? A silly, self-regarding bird.
Doesn't look too impressed.
She's always polite. Where's your third man?
Nolan, oh, he's up there. See, just sailing backwards and forwards. Sometimes he seems so damn weary of it all. I wonder what keeps him up there.
She's watching him. Look at her eyes. Even from here.
Memories.
Burn down eyes.
Caravels.
Without sails.
Hold my hand.
Shadowy.
I want you to look at something. Come inside the house. Now.
My God, she's everywhere. All the best portrait artists. Her face. But they're all too... too perfect, that's it.
What about this?
Ah, that's closer. He's caught the look. What is it, a dead Medea? She looks like a corpse.
Look at the signature.
Nolan. My God, Nolan. Were you here then when he painted this?
It was finished before I came, 2 months ago. She refused to have it framed.
I knew there was something.
Yes.
Then the old studio we use as a hangar at Coral D was his. I knew he was familiar with
it. It scares me. Why would Leonora ask him back?
To paint her portrait again. This time, though, it's going to be the size of the sky. An hour later, the display began, lit by the sun setting behind the mesa. Van Eyck's glider rose towards the face of the first cloud. He tipped the wings and began to carve.
The cheekbone.
The cheekbone.
Cheekbones.
He's surpassing himself.
It's beautiful. But it's raining. The portrait's raining. it's breaking up. It's like someone just ripped it up. Oh, here comes the dwarf.
That's a tough cloud. Look at the dark edge. Unpredictable. I've never seen him so nervous.
But here he comes. It's her. Oh, it's definitely her. Mm-hmm. The eyes.
Well done, little dwarf.
Oh, it's tilting. The jaw. It's 100 feet long. The smile. It's an idiot smile. It's upside down. I love it.
No! No, no! Stop it! Calm down! I order!
Switch the searchlights off, will you? Thanks.
Spoil sport.
Nolan!
There's Nolan. What can he do to top that? What's he doing? What is it, Ray? Look.
I don't understand. He's not usually so generous.
Look at it closely.
I am. Oh, I see what you mean. It's too good. He's captured her exactly.
The way my mouth turned down.
My chin held up to smooth my neck. Flesh. Where it all the imperfections.
You have me.
You have me.
You have me.
She's furious. I think her veins are going to burst.
If they do, he'll capture it.
Well, maybe you should...
Start the fireworks. Get going. Light the touch papers.
Raymond? Raymond?
Over here.
I thought maybe you'd left. I've been searching for you all along the beach.
What's wrong? What's happened?
Van Eyck. He's with her. He finally got what he wants.
I don't believe it.
It's true. I saw it. I was down there by the boat looking for you. I watched him walk toward her after Nolan left.
Nolan?
I saw him on the terrace. Well, at least I didn't see them. I heard them.
Come back!
Nolan came to the French window. He was wearing that white suit. He took off, running between the tables and down the drive. Then she walked into the center of the terrace. She looked at the clouds and then tore the jewels from her eyes. And then that little friend of yours, Manuel.
Manuel, surely he's not involved.
He'd been hiding on the bandstand, and he scuttled out on those bent little legs right in front of her.
Senora! Senora! I love you!
Well, she's invited a whole host of guests tomorrow. I can't call it off. And even if I did...
There's no sign of Noland or little Manuel. Is that Leonore out on the sand yacht?
Van Eyck. Squalls are whipping up those sails.
Oh, they're coming ashore. He's running.
Crazy bastard. Who's he trying to beat? Wait for the others, Van Eyck. It's no show if you're going alone. Watch the current. The treacherous this evening.
He's up.
So fast. Damn. He's even ahead of the crowd.
I can hardly see him. That cloud, it's bigger than... Oh, there he is. No. Oh, no, he's going to hit. He's... Oh, I thought he'd slammed into the roof.
Oh, he's broken a wing.
Is he falling?
Oh, don't worry, he'll make it. The glider won't fall.
Oh, it's dangerous. It's
so
dangerous.
Yes, he'll make it. Just watch. What did I tell you? Perfect landing right on the lake. The gliders had it.
Here's Noland and Petit Manuel.
Oh, yes, I thought they wouldn't miss this. Why bother to come, Noland? Don't tell me you're going to fly.
I'm not. That's exactly why I'm here, Major.
Watch out.
What's this about?
Miss Chanel, the clouds are like madmen.
Don't you people expect to take risks? For clouds like these, I need a Michelangelo of the sky. What about Nolan? Is he too frightened as well?
Ask him.
I don't make a habit of speaking to the backs of people's heads.
Look at the light, woman. Half the lake's in darkness. That could mean a tornado.
Senor! Senor!
What is it, Manuel?
Senor, I can go. Let me take the glider.
Manuel, for God's sake, you'll kill
you. Senora Chanel, I will sculpt for you. Right now, a big storm cloud. I will do it now.
Lay off. You can't beat it, Manuel. Didn't you see what happened to Van Eyck?
Let's see what the little cripple can do.
Murderer.
Did you speak, Beatrice?
Stop! Manuel, for God's sake! Nolan, stop him! Stop him! Manuel!
It's too late.
The glider rose into the sky and climbed across the face of the storm cloud. 50 yards from the dark billows, it was buffeted by the shifting air, but Manuel soared and began to cut away at the dark face. Drops of black rain fell across the terrace at our feet. The first outline of a woman's head appeared. Satanic eyes lit by the open vents in the cloud.
Watch it, Manuel. Watch it.
Okay, Manuel. I'm coming too.
No! Stop him! Stop that man!
Nolan climbed into his glider and took off. A moment later, Manuel's aircraft was lifted by a powerful updraft and tossed over the roof of a cloud. Fighting the insane air, Manuel plunged the glider downward and drove into the cloud again. Then... its immense face opened, and in a sudden spasm, the cloud surged forward and swallowed the glider. Crushed craft revolved in the center of the cloud. Dismembered pieces of fuselage churned about in the dissolving face. As it reached the lake, the cloud began its violent end. Pieces of the face slewed sideways. The mouth was torn off. An eye exploded. It vanished. In the last brief squall.
Come on, Bee. Let's go to the lake before it's too...
No. No. Drive me back to the house.
I have to get the body.
She's back there. Watching us. She's back there, standing on the terrace with Van Eyck. Don't they care? Raymond, listen to me. Don't they care? He's over there. I can see him on the sand. Oh, lightning. He's curled up like a drowned monkey. Raymond, is he alive?
Not a chance.
Come back. Come back, Raymond.
It's a tornado. I know those clouds anywhere. We have to get out of here fast.
Raymond, look. Nolan, he's flying inside the cloud. He's flying around the funnel.
God!
I saw the black winged glider circling under the umbrella of the tornado. His wings held steady in the revolving air around the funnel. Like a pilot fish, he soared in, as if steering the tornado towards Leonora's villa. 20 seconds later, when it struck the house, I lost sight of him.
Quick! Get out onto the lake! Head for that vault over there! Doc! Doc! Doc!
As the tornado moved away, shreds of canvas and peacock feathers fell around us. We waited half an hour before approaching the house. Hundreds of smashed glasses and broken chairs littered the terrace. At first, I could see no sign of Leonora, although her face was everywhere. The portraits with their slashed profiles strewn on the damp tile.
She's over there.
Leonora's body lay among the broken tables near the bandstand, half wrapped in a bleeding canvas. Her face was as bruised now as the storm cloud Manuel had tried to carve.
There's Van Eyck. Hanging.
Hanging. Suspended by the neck from a tangle of electric wiring. Can you see, Nolan?
He was driving that whirlwind here. Somehow he was controlling it.
And now?
Who knows? I don't even see any sign of his glider.
I walked across the damp terrace to where Leonora lay. I began to cover her with the shreds of canvas. The torn faces of herself. I took Beatrice Lafferty to live with me in Nolan's studio in the desert. And I never flew gliders again. Clouds carry too many memories. 3 months ago, a man came to our door.
Just saw the gliders outside. Thought I'd stop by.
Mm-hmm.
Not in too good shape, are they? Funny thing, I was down at Red Beach 4 weeks ago.
Mm.
And saw a man flying a glider. Carving the stratospheres way up over you. Way, way up there. Making what looked like jewels. Children's faces. One was a dwarf's head. Funny thing, that. Well, I just thought it might be someone you knew.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Well, just a thought, that's all.
We've been waiting.
Yes, it's true. We sit here, my wife and I. We sit here listening to the voices of the night, waiting for a dark wind glider. A man who will come in on the wind and carve images of seahorses and unicorns and dwarfs and jewels and children's faces just for us.
Well, could be I seen him.
Yes, maybe you did.
The Cloud Sculptors of Coral D by J.G. Ballard. Dramatized by Margaret Hollingsworth. Starring Richard Donat as Parker, Peter Blay as Manuel, and John Bourgeois as Nolan and the Man. Pat Collins as Leonora, and Brenda Robbins as Bee. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Casting consultant, Beth Russell. Original music was by Timothy Clark. Recording engineer was Glenn McLaughlin. Sound effects by Bill Robinson. And production assistant, Kate Nickerson. The Cloud Sculptors of Coral D was produced in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Next week, low-flying aircraft.